you, Jesus. We thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for the things you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, because your name is glorified in this place. None of these people that came will go back the same in the name of Jesus. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Greetings to all of you. Thank you so much, worship team. God bless you. Amen. Don't take your seats yet. Let's stand. We're going to give to the Lord. As we're still worshiping, we give to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. If you need an envelope, let the ushers give you the envelope. They are walking around. Just grab one from them. Thank you so much. Oh, you want to stay here? Yeah, you can go. Yes. It's okay if you want to stay here with me. I don't mind. You want? Okay. All right. Grab an envelope and prepare your offering. Now, if you're giving online, you still need to get one. Because the giving methods are on the envelope. You need those numbers.
Okay.
It's there, over there. On the screen.
Query.
I hope you can see them. Yeah. All right. So, we're going to give to the Lord. So, if you're giving online, the methods are on the screen. If you're giving cash, grab an envelope. Let's prepare to worship the Lord. We give ourselves to God. And one of the things that indicate that you have fully given to the Lord, one of the most key things that will show that you are fully given to the Lord is how you give money,
sente,
giving tithe. Amen. Some people say pay tithe. You don't pay tithe. You give tithe. You don't pay. You give tithe. And that tithe is not yours. It's the Lord's money. Okay, so you don't keep God's money in your money. Those are the things that bring poverty and stress and lack. The things you tie them and they break. You tie them and break. You never go up. You don't go up.
Well,
because you have God is money in your money. So pay tithe. Give tithe.
Give tithe.
Amen.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, give tithe. Give tithe. Some people don't give tithe. Yeah. Yes. You know what it means if you don't give tithe. Give tithe. There's no any other way. Okay, you can pray, you can fast, you can do whatever you want to do, but when it comes to finances, you got to do the principles.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. You can fast. It's okay. You can pray. It's okay. We pray for our finances. It's okay. We pray for our finances. We can fast for our finances and our jobs and so forth. But if you are not doing the financial principles, I'm telling you, it's not going to work. Yes.
Tebige na kola.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you what is working.
Nkubulire bikola.
Yes. And those that have done it, it's working, right?
Na abachikoze muchenga chikola.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So our offerings are tithe. Let's give to the Lord right now. Lift up your hands and pray and thank God for giving you power to make wealth. Lord, I thank you. for giving us power to make wealth. I thank you for these, the most generous people, most prosperous. Thank you, Father, because you give each one of them power. Power to make wealth, ideas, creativity, favor, open doors in Jesus' name. None of them is feeble. None of them is a failure. In the name of Jesus, they will lack nothing. They will prosper every day. They increase every day. In the name of Jesus. Doors are opening. They are above and not beneath. In Jesus' name. Father, we connect with the kingdom financially. We connect with the kingdom financially. And our lives change. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's give to the Lord. The Western world is prosperous. They are prosperous. And there are a few things that they do different from us. Don't sit. Are you tired? There are a few things that they do different. Look at me, everybody. Look at me. Don't look at your neighbor. Look at me. And if you do them, our country will be prosperous. One, they are hardworking. Hard work. Number two, they plan. They're good planners. And Africans don't plan. They wake up, they think, and they do. They don't plan. You ask them, what's your plan in the next 3 years? They don't know. So they plan. Africans don't plan. Then, number three, they give.
Bawayo.
They give.
Bawayo.
Whether they are born again, believers, children of God, or children of the devil, all of them give. Children of God, which, whatever, they give. They give. Because giving works for everybody. Everyone. Yes. So they give.
Bawayo.
That's why you're here waiting for them to sponsor your cousin.
Yes.
Yeah. We are here believing God for a sponsor. And someone is there sponsoring your cousin, your nephew, your niece. Someone is there sponsoring, sending $30. As you receive their money, they prosper. Yeah. All of them, the first thing they think about when they get a job, who can I help? What can I do? Oh, Africa. Oh, Asia. And they give and they give. They send money to UN. They send money to Red Cross. They send money to
UN, Red Cross.
People do that. Yeah. They do that. And we are here eating everything we get. We don't give. We don't plan. Yeah. So we need to change. Amen? What are we about? No. Do we have some life? Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. What are we about? No. The whole world must hear us. 1, 2, 3, go. What are we about? No. 1, 2, 3, go. What are we about? No. I want your neighbor to get scared. Scare them. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. What are we about?
Utumwa mkulu. Tulabisa Kristo mlambo afo wabulijo. Tubu lido mkwanu kwa kanane chisache vitali kokomo. Eriyama wanga agensi. Elatru uge chingam.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, take your seats. That is the pattern for Faith Park. That is the pattern for Faith Park. That is the pattern for City Church Kampala. Generation leaders. Pastors. You cannot preach something else from what I am preaching. You cannot say something else from what I'm apart from what I'm saying. Did we get it? We cannot preach anything else from what I am preaching. And all of you, you cannot believe anything else apart from what I have laid on as a foundation. Amen.
Amen.
We are about the Great Commission. There's nothing else. We have given our lives to the work of God. Amen.
Amen.
The rest will follow. But we have given our lives to the work of God. That is the foundation. That is the message. Whatever we do, we do it for the Great Commission. The work of God. The work of God. Amen. Let's quickly go to 1 Corinthians 15.
Now,
today I'm talking about the call to active discipleship. Turn to your neighbor and say, the call to active discipleship. Embracing our role in evangelism. Now, I'm building from what I did last Sunday. If you miss last Sunday's message, it is important that you listen to it. It's important. You cannot only take what I'm saying today. You need to go back. And please go back and listen to it. It's on
YouTube.
The message I did last Sunday is on YouTube. So go on YouTube and search for Dr. Wilberforce Bezude and look for the purpose of man. Now you need to listen to that message. The purpose of man. For you to follow what I'm saying today and next Sunday. You need to listen to the first message. The purpose of man. The purpose of man. So go and search Dr. Wilberforce Bezude. Subscribe so that all the messages that are uploaded there, you'll be notified and watch them. You need to watch them. You need to listen. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 15, verse
58.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The work of the Lord. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Yes. In the work of the Lord. Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now he says, be steadfast, immovable. Be steadfast, immovable. The reason he's saying that is because you can be moved from the work of God. You know, I have nothing else to encourage you to do but to serve God. We are about the Great Commission, serving God, the work of God. The work of God. You try that, everything will follow. Everything will follow. So he says, be immovable, be steadfast. Which means you can be moved by the cares of this world. You can be moved by the problems of this world. The challenges of this world. They can move you from the work of God. They can discourage you from the work of God. But he says, don't be moved. Be steadfast. Immovable. Abounding in the work of God. Serving God. Slap your neighbor and say, are you serving God? Are you serving God? Yeah, find someone, ask them. Help me ask them. Are you serving? Are you serving? It's a serious question.
kibuzo kikulu.
Yeah, ask them, are you serving?
Mubuzo weereza.
Are you serving?
Weereza.
Ask them, don't fear them. Don't fear their faces.
Mubuzo weereza
katonda. Are you serving? Are you serving?
Weereza.
Okay, ask them, what are you doing?
Kati mubuzo okola ki?
You see, they are quiet. They are moved. Okay, now tell them, don't be moved.
Kati mugambe tosaga saga.
Don't be moved.
Tosaga saga.
Abounding in the work of God.
Okunywerera mulimo gwa mukama afe.
You see, abounding in the work of God.
Okunywerera mulimo.
Working for God, serving God.
Kwereza katonda.
My life, I am so blessed.
Obulamu bwange mpereddwa nnyo omukisa.
And I attribute everything to the work of God.
Era nzimba buli kintu kyonna n'ekiwaire mulimo gwa katonda.
Yes. Serving God.
Where is that?
Nothing else. Serving.
Tewali kirala.
Are you with me? So don't be moved.
Tosaga sagana.
Yeah. Stay in the work of God.
Sigala mulimo gwa Katonda.
Okay? Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You cannot serve God. You can't serve God.
Tosakuweleza Katonda.
You cannot serve God.
Tosakuweleza Katonda.
And things don't work in your life.
Ebintu nebitakulambula mungu.
So if you're here and there are things that are not working in your life, begin to serve God. Give your life fully to the work of God. You see, do what is working. Yeah. Some things that you're doing are not working. Leave them.
Leave them.
Yes. Serve God. Let your job serve God. Let your marriage serve God. Let your life be given fully to God. Be loyal. Yes, be loyal. Because serving God is never in vain. You know, look at this boy here. This one. Look at this boy. Where would he be if he didn't serve God? Yeah, yes, look at me. Where?
Tunulia nandi badewa.
Where? Most of you know my history. You've had my testimony. Where? So what you look at today is a true manifestation of loyalty to the service of God. I'm telling you. It's this thing work. It works.
Bikola.
Amen.
Amina.
Now, three things I want you to know.
Katibu to be satu yenjagala umanye.
Three things.
To be satu.
Number one, serving the Lord is our life purpose.
Okwereza katonda gwe mulimo obechigendwa chobulamu bwa.
Serving the Lord is our life purpose.
Okwereza katonda chechigendwa chobulamu bwa.
Serving the Lord. The work of God is our life purpose.
Mulimo gwa katonda chechigendwa chafe.
It's your purpose is not being a doctor, being a lawyer, being an accountant. That's not your purpose.
Omulimo gwo sikubera musawo oba muna mateko bakawo.
If that is your purpose,
singogo gwe mulimo
gwo. I want to warn you.
Njagala
that one day in this life you will become useless. If being an accountant, being a doctor, being a lawyer, being whatever you are in your capacity. Yeah? If that is your, if you think that is your purpose, one day you will become useless in this life. Have you heard about people who retire? Yeah. At what age, which age do we retire here in Uganda, in the system? 65. So if being a doctor, being a lawyer, being an accountant, being a teacher, being whatever you are in your capacity, in your own rights, if you think that is your purpose, at the age of 65, if you push it a lot, and the system allows you, it's only 5 years.
Now,
so that means when you become 65, you become useless. Are you with me? So that's not your purpose. The reason why you are who you are is for you to be able to influence in that sphere of life.
kwekubeera nga gwe osikiriza era n'oleeta amanu okuva eyo
gy'okolera
gy'okolera emirimu
gye. We are kingdom people.
Tuli bantu ba bwakabaka.
We are the church.
Tuli kanisa.
And the Bible says,
era Bible egamba,
I will build my church, Jesus said.
Kanisa yange Yesu
yagamba. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. So the church is not this building. The church is us. So we gather here for 2 hours to be empowered, to be strengthened, so that we can go and build the kingdom of God in every sphere of influence. Yeah. So you're serving God, evangelizing there, inviting people. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So serving the Lord is our life purpose. Deuteronomy 10 verse 12. And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Did you see that? Yeah. And now, Israel. Now, put your name there.
Take away the nyali yao.
Let's read together. Put your name where Israel is. Put your name.
Take away the nyali wali Israeli.
I'm serious about this. Because God is serious about it.
Kubaka tonda ali serious kuchina.
Yeah. Put your name there.
Take away
where there is Israel, put your name.
Take away the nyali.
Okay, let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. No. Speak loud. 1, 2, 3, go. And now, Wilberforce, what does the Lord God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So it's a requirement. God requires that we love him, we honor him, we serve him with all our hearts. You know? So this is not a club. You do it when you want, you do it when you feel, you come in when you feel, you go out when you feel. No, it's a commitment. It's a commitment. Are you with me? It is what? It's a commitment. So now, God requires that we love him, we honor him, we serve him with all our hearts. All our hearts.
Now,
what does it mean to serve God with all your heart? What does it mean for you to serve God with all your life? What does it mean? Romans 12 verse 1. Romans 12 verse 1. Romans 12 verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's your reasonable service. Everyone say reasonable. This is a reasonable service. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Present your body a living sacrifice. Present your body a living sacrifice. Yes, holy, acceptable. Holy, acceptable unto God. And it says, that is your reasonable service. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. That is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. Yes, it's a reasonable service. That's your reasonable service. Amen. Now, what does it mean giving God a living sacrifice? Your body as a living sacrifice. Giving your body as a living sacrifice. In this earth. Not in heaven. In this earth. Yeah, this is not something you do when you go to heaven. No. You're giving your body as a living sacrifice here on this earth. What is that? That is serving the work of God. The work of God. So if you are not doing anything in the kingdom, you're living a purposeless life. Serving God, presenting your body as a living sacrifice is your reasonable service. Yes. Ask your neighbor, are you giving a reasonable service?
Yeah.
Are you? Reasonable service. Now, living sacrifice, what does it mean?
Sadake namu.
Now, when he says present your bodies as a living sacrifice means your life and your time.
Sadake namu chitegezo, bulamu wo, nebiseira
vyo. Yes, your life and your time. You give it to God. Be loyal to the service of God. Yeah? Your life and your time. Some of you, you say you've given your life to God, but you haven't given Him your time. That's not your reasonable service. No. You must give Him your time also. So which means everything you do must align to purpose. You carry this consciousness that whatever I am doing, in a way it builds the kingdom. Some of you ask God, give me a job, give me a job. And God opens the door, He gives you a job. And once you get that job, now you have no time for God. I'm telling you, that's dangerous. Now you have no time for God. I'm busy. Hey. You're busy. Now you have no time. For God. You're busy. Because you have a shop. You can't close that shop. You think if you close it, you're gonna become poor. For only 1 hour to pray. You go to Dubai. Those are the people you admire. When it's time for their prayers, whether you are Muslim or not, you close. It's time to pray. Principles work for everybody and anywhere they are. So you must give your life and you give your time also. Yes, you give your time. So you must plan your time and make sure God is visible in your time. Are you with me? Yes. Make sure that God is there in your time. Yes. Meet people and evangelize and take them out and, you know, yeah. Talk about God. Pray for somebody. Encourage someone. Find things to do for God in your time. God requires that you give Him a living sacrifice. Your life and your time. Yes. Ask your neighbor, have you given Him your life? What did they say? Yes. Now ask, no? Okay, ask them, have you given Him your time? You know, sometimes you can have a phone. You know, a phone. And you have air, but you have no time. Okay? Air time. Someone has a phone, the phone has air, but no time. So you ask them, can you make this call for me? No, I have no airtime. So some people have given God life but no time. It's useless. He wants your life, He wants your time. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Number two. There are sources of discouragement designed to weaken and discourage us from serving the Lord. So we must be ready. To fight against those sources. Number three, God rewards those who diligently. Those who diligently serve Him. He rewards them. He says, serving the Lord is not in vain. Now, the message of Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 1 and Matthew 28 and Acts chapter 1, we looked at that last Sunday. Please go and watch that message on YouTube. Shows us our life purpose in this life. Our life purpose is to spread the gospel and win many to the Lord Jesus.
omulimu gwaffe gwakuwulira njiri ne tuleeta abantu bangi eri mukama waffe.
Our life purpose
omulimu
is to spread the gospel
kwekuwulira enjiri
and win many to the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 1 verse 17, and Jesus said unto them, come ye after me and I will make you fishers of men. Fishers of men.
Mark 1:17,
Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20 says, and Jesus came and spoke unto them saying, O power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, if you're not doing this, you're living a purposeless life. I don't care how you live, how you drive, how much you have on your account. You are living a purposeless life.
Purposeless.
All is in vain until you begin to do this, because this is the reason you're created. And everything that God has given you is to facilitate you in the work of God.
Yes,
everything is to facilitate you in the work of God. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. So now, what is evangelism?
Because
this is your life purpose. Okay? It's your life purpose. Let's go back to Mark chapter 1, verse 17. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you become fishers of men.
Now,
this is how Jesus evangelized. Evangelism is a call to active discipleship. Jesus met these men who were fishing for fish, and he told them, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So that is how we evangelize. You invite people to follow you. We don't go out there and preach to them and they receive Jesus Christ, and we tell them, go find a Bible believing church, a tongue talking church, a faith church. No. You invite your friends, you invite people, you invite individuals to follow you, just like Jesus did it.
So
every one of you are required to serve God that way. You find your friends, you find your relatives, you find people, you invite them. Every one of you, the next time I see you, must have someone following you. Beginning this week,
Kutani ka weekend.
You must have someone following you. If no one is following you, you have not evangelized. So you go and invite. Come follow me. I want to show you something you've never seen. So you walk with that person. You teach them to pray. By the way, do you know how to pray? Yeah? So you teach them to pray. You teach them to read the word. You teach them to go to church. And don't teach them coming to church late. Amen. So, how do we do this practically? It's a personal invitation. Jesus did a personal invitation.
So,
it's a personal invitation. A believer inviting a non-believer to follow. We invite them to the good news. We invite them to truth. So you find individuals. You find one person. You find two. And you invite them. And you ask them, come with me. Be my friend. Come with me to church. Let's pray together. Do you have a need? How can I pray for you? Now, some of you are saying, hey, pastor, teach us how to get jobs and money. I'm teaching you how to get money and jobs. I'm teaching you. Yes. You do this, everything will open. The reason why things are not opening is because you're not doing the right thing. I'm telling you. So invite. Someone must follow. So can you imagine if all of you next week, by the end of this week, you have a friend who is following you? You're serving God. The work of God. So have intentional friendships. You know, don't just make friends for sake of... This is serious. Intention. Are you helping somebody? Are you building someone's life? So making friends and inviting them to follow you to see what they have never seen before. Let me show you something. This is the method Jesus left with us. How to serve him and how to evangelize. This is the method he left. Shout
hallelujah.
Jesus called Philip and Philip called Nathanael.
Yesu yaita Philip, ne Philip naita Nathanael.
In John 1. John chapter 1 verse 43. Let's stand there. Do you see what we are talking about?
Olaba kye tuwogerako.
John 1. 43. The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to Philip, "Follow me. Follow me. Follow me." Amen. Jesus met Philip.
Yes, asinkana Philip.
And he said to Philip,
"Philip,
follow
me."
Do you see that? 44. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." That's all you got to do. Come.
Jangu.
They will ask questions.
Baja kubuza bibuzo.
They will say they have no time.
Baja gati baina bisera.
Yes. Yeah. They will say, "I'm busy. I have no time."
Sina bisera.
They will resist.
Baja kugana.
They will ask silly questions.
Baja kubuza bibuzo byekisiro.
They will oppose.
Baja kuwakana.
But tell them, come and see. I hear what you're saying, but come and see. No one comes to the Lord and remains the same. All you have to do is invite them to the Lord. Let them come with you. So Jesus invites Philip. And Philip invites. So you see, Jesus invited. And he taught Philip to invite. So you invite and teach others to invite. Are you with me? Do you see the pattern? Don't do it any other way. Yeah. A pattern is something that is like a foundation. Yeah. So don't do it another way. We thank God for crusades. We love crusades. I do them. And we thank God for people like the late Billy Graham. We thank God for those. But we can't win the whole world with crusades. We will do them. We will do them. Healing crusades. I do them. I love them. And God works and God does things there, but that is one method that we cannot use to reach the whole world. The only method we can use to reach the whole world is when every believer learns to invite. And every believer has a following. You must have a following. Who is following you? Yeah, that's the work of God. So Jesus invited Philip.
Said,
Philip, follow me. And in the process, Philip is now discipled. You know, they pray together, he's encouraged. They have verses, they have devotions, they share. Yeah, CCK devotions, they read them, they share, they pray together. They go to prayer meetings together on Monday. They come to church together. They come early, they don't come late. Philip and Jesus. Yeah. So Philip is learning that you cannot forsake the assembling of brothers and sisters. Every Sunday it is in our tradition. We go to church.
Hey,
some people go to party on Sunday in the morning. Oh, some of them are tired now. They are sleeping. But Jesus taught
Philip,
we don't go anywhere. On Sunday we go to church in the morning. And then we can do other things later. So Philip is learning. And what happened? When Philip went out, he did exactly the same. That's the pattern. Yes, that's the pattern. Yeah, wama kubengalo. Ontegede. Yeah. Kubanyo. Kubanyo, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Damu kube. Maybe bana kuba.
Clap again.
You see, that one is following me. Yeah. I know my followers. I'm serious about these things. I know.
Yeah.
When someone follows, you see that that one is following. Serious business. We are not living any purposeless time or life any longer.
You know,
how many days do you have on the earth? Are you going to spend them eating and watching movies? Amen. So Philip goes out and he invites Nathanael. Nathanael resists. But he says, come, follow me. And then he brings him to Jesus. Okay? Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under a fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Now he has believed. Accepted Jesus. Through a simple invitation. So it's not stop, you know, wasting your time. Be intentional. Invite people on Friday night. Sit with them out. Take some coffee, you know. Eat some food. As you invite them. Simple invitation. So Philip goes out. Nathanael is sitting under a fig tree. Cafe Javas. Cafe Seri. Java House.
Java House.
Is this to a place that people meet? Okay. I don't want to be outdated. Okay, shout a place that you know. I don't want you to laugh at me that I'm outdated. I might say places that Grand Imperial. You see? Okay, leave places, leave them. Let's not talk about places now. But you see, he's sitting there, and it's a simple invitation. He goes and says, come. That's a simple invitation. But it changed someone's life. Yeah. Changed someone's life. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The message I've preached today is a powerful message. This is going to change your life. Powerful. Powerful. Yeah, powerful. One day I was in Sudan. I invited these two young men. There were many. Some of them, you know, just went back, you know. But I managed to get two of them. Invited them to the Lord. They were in the mountains shooting birds. They were naked. But they had guns shooting birds. Heavy guns. So I invited them. Stayed with me in my tent. We took back the guns. They stayed with me. When I left Sudan, I came with them. Stayed here with me. We took them to Nairobi. In a Bible school. Today, both of them are pastors in America. You know how rich Wilberforce is? Both of them are pastors. These young Sudanese. They're longer young, now they are old. They are old. But do you see, simple invitation in the bush changed two lives. Now these two lives are changing so many lives. Why don't you live this kind of life? You don't know where that person is going to be. The person you are inviting, you don't know. Invite them. Now I'm the happiest man. I don't care what you think about me. But I'm so happy. Because I see results. Yes. Lives. Lives. You can't change lives. And you lack money.
Not a cent.
You lack doors.
Not a laban zigize
gula. Yeah. Now I can go anywhere in the world. Yes. Yeah. Because let me share this with you. I won't be ashamed. Yeah, I can go anywhere in the world.
So again, I want one more.
Not because I am more important than you. It is because I have done the right thing. Not because I'm more important than you. Some of you have gone to better schools. Yes. After all level, I went to Bible college. You went to university.
No.
Some of you have degrees that I don't have.
S4,
I said, no, I'm not continuing. I went to Bible college. I'm not saying don't continue. But I'm telling you that I'm not better than you. I don't have the degree you have. But look at me. Yeah. Anywhere in the world I can go. You know why? I have people all over the world that I have touched. Yes. There are people everywhere. When I go to South Africa, I'm going on state invitation.
State.
Because in the state, I have people who can't allow me to just go to South Africa. I have touched them. When I go to Zambia, state invitation. This small boy, he's done the right thing. The right thing. I'm telling you what works. The work of God. I have done the right thing. Not because I'm more important. Not because I'm more educated than you. No, I have done the right thing.
I want to go abroad. I want to go to Dubai. I want to go to work. No, don't go like a slave. Go like a king. Go like a king. Touch lives. The whole world will be open for you. You see, I don't want anyone under my leadership to just travel because you're looking for a job. You go and clean toilets. No. I ever find you there. And if that's your plan, change your plan. Go like a great man. You are a missionary. You are a missionary. Yes. You are fully given to the work of God. Yes. Don't go to sweep. Huh? Yeah? Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Changing your names, your code nakaziwe, you name yourself Hamis. Because yes. And then you go there, you're like a slave, you're confused. Your purpose is dead, David. No, change the lives of people. Become a solution. Become a solution. I'm telling you, become a solution. People will fight to sit with you. Yes. Yes. They will fight to sit with you. They want to sit with you. Because you've touched their lives. Yeah. People will love you. People join success. Show them. Show them that you know Jesus. Show them there is an answer. But you're there complaining, you know, you're stressed about that and that and that. No, become a solution. I understood that early enough and I thank God for that. I understood that early enough and I became a solution. You see, when I say I went to Northern Uganda during the war, when I tell you I went to Sudan, I was finding a way to become a solution in people's lives. Yes. Yes. Become a solution. Yeah. Yes. This is a powerful message. I'm telling you. You take it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm done. Okay, so quickly, I want us to get some money in this service to finish the wall. Now, the people that are working on the wall have told us that we need 5 million to waterproof. There is a material that will bring and work on that wall and paint it with waterproof so that water stops coming. You remember what we did here around the foundation? It worked. Thank you very much. It worked. You did a fantastic work. And the flowers and everything. It's nice. Yeah, so thank you so much. But now, quickly, we need to get 5 million today and start working on the wall this week. Amen. God bless you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much. So the team, the administrative team, will begin taking care of this. Please, can we get that money this week? Can we get that money this week? So that we start working. Let's stand on our feet. Raise your hands. Say, I am a soul winner. I am a soul winner. I am prosperous. I increase in every area of my life. Doors are opening. Opportunities are given to me to spread the gospel. I spread the gospel. I take the love of God with me at my workplace, in my school, my university. People will look at me and see the glory of God. People will hear me. My words, say my words, are full of grace and salt. In the name of Jesus, I change my world. I change my world. I am a world changer. I am a walking wisdom. I am a walking solution. In the name of Jesus, nations are waiting. Kings are waiting. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Kings are waiting. In the name of Jesus. Doors are opening. In the name of Jesus. Money cometh. Money cometh. Money cometh. For the gospel. I am a steward of money for the work of God. I am a steward of money for the work of God. I am a doer of the word. I'm not a hearer only, but I'm a doer of the word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Do you have candidates here? Wave like this. Let me see where you are. Candidates. Run, 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 run. Don't walk. Run, 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 run. I bless you. In the name of Jesus, go and prosper. I bless you. Go and prosper. I bless you. Go and prosper. Go and prosper in your education. I bless you. I bless you. You are the head in the name of Jesus. You are the head in the name of Jesus. You are the head in the name of Jesus. Are you a candidate? Yeah, you are also the head in the name of Jesus. May God bless you so much. We are praying here tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow's prayer meeting. Especially young people, come and pray. And all of you, we are praying here tomorrow at 18 hours. 6 p.m. Yeah, 6 p.m. We are here praying. Don't miss prayer. Be here tomorrow. Next Sunday, come early. Don't come late.
Come early.
And next Sunday, invite. Someone must come with you. Someone must come with you. And that person is your friend. That person is going to stay with you. You are now Philip. Go and get your Nathanael. Who is your Nathanael? Get them and bring them in the name of Jesus. Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing and nothing broken. God bless you. See you soon.